still chicks, but...
Are you gonna get me to leave?
Seriously huge, but he knows the way. Do not be gay. To the shill.
To the
shill.
Mario Brothers 3 levels.
Dude, got you stuck. You know he got his mind game full of fluff. His mind is full of fluff. Dude, 1, 2, 3. Dude, 1, 2, 3.
Chan of nothing.
Good?
Chan of nothing. Chan of nothing.
Good to
go.
I guess we're back now.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Academy Podcast.
Jedi Academy.
Wow, look at Miyamoto showing off the new GameCube. Look, Derek, it connects with the Game Boy Advance. Amazing.
Wow.
Smash Brothers Melee, Wave Race Blue Storm. You gotta get all these games.
Wave Race.
Blue Storm.
What about...
64?
Wave Race 64 was best.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2?
64?
I had that on PC.
Reading an old Nintendo Power magazine.
No, the newest, the last issue that Derek had.
The last issue.
The most recent issue that Derek has. Put it that way.
This is your left. It has a picture of Mario wearing
a cowboy
hat. Volume 146. The last one I had was like before, was around the time 64 came out.
Oh,
that's when it started getting awesome.
No.
You missed out.
No,
all the 64 coverage.
Yeah, you missed Hello Pikachu.
I think the ones I had were still called Ultra 64.
Sweet.
That's pretty old.
Dolphin.
And the Revolution.
And the Revolution.
Wait, the Revolution's not out yet.
Oh. Not according to this book.
Not even the GBA SP. Still the old Game Boy Advance where you can't see anything.
Derek, coming next issue, Pokemon Crystal.
Awesome.
Mario Kart Super Circuit.
Yeah. Super Circuit.
Well, they're still advertising Game Boy Color in here.
Sweet.
They still are in the new one.
Anyway, welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast.
Number 20.
We're back. We're a little late. Sorry about that.
20.
And the reason we're late this...
It's Derek's fault.
Yeah, Derek... Explain what happened, Derek.
We recorded the podcast last week.
Yeah.
And then I was
yeah.
Yeah. That's the end of the story.
What variety, Derek? You have to choose either one. Either say what brining is or say what happened last time.
Okay. Well, what happened last time was... Brining is, you put the meat in a bunch of salt water.
No!
That's it! No! I finally got it out!
No!
Well, look at that.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
What happened? We've been wasting time. Get to it.
I just screwed up the file, basically. So we have to do it again.
We like having technical problems with our podcast.
It seems like whenever we get into the new intervals of numbers, that's when we start having our problems.
Number 10 messed up, too.
Yeah, it's true.
And then number 12, well...
Wasn't like 11, 12, and 13 all...
9 had like really bad quality.
Like for a while we had to, yeah.
10 was that time when we tried to do the video one. And then
Home
and
Alone,
was really bad.
Home
we did like 5 versions of the podcast because they're all bad.
That was good.
And then I think we had a good one and it messed up.
Oh no, that's when we weren't in the mood to do it, so we redid it again.
Oh yeah.
But then everyone was happy.
Was that the time where at the end we're like, maybe we shouldn't do podcasts
anymore? Yeah.
we were so depressed.
But then the good one ended up being bad the halfway. That's the fact.
Oh right,
yeah. That was the number 12 with the 2.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back.
Hi.
So get ready for more problems with podcasts.
Yeah. Yes. And that song you heard at the beginning, as we mentioned last time, was sent in to
last
us by
time.
The first time we recorded.
Oh.
They don't know.
Right,
that.
I know.
Who cares?
Did you say you wanted a drink?
That song was from that's called the Can of Nothing theme song. That was created by Strider. He sent me an email with it.
Who's Thomas?
I don't know.
Huh?
You don't...
Thomas?
Yeah. Or who, Ian?
Thomas Lee.
Oh, from Smash Bros. I don't know. I still don't know.
Was that Thomas? Shredder?
Who's Thomas?
Tom, remember we were playing Smash Bros. And this guy named Thomas joined our game? And we're like, who's Thomas?
Oh.
Hey, let's gang up on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Thomas. Hey, what were you saying?
That song. The
Can
of
Nothing
song.
Can
of Nothing song. Anyway, he said we should use it somewhere. I said, maybe you'll see it. So here it is on the podcast. There you go. Thank you for the song.
So what if people, all kinds of people, start making theme songs? Will you use them every time, Phil?
No, there can only be one theme song now.
Oh.
Unless we make the official one.
So now will we use this every time?
No. Just this time.
But it's our theme song.
No.
No, it's called the theme song.
But it isn't
the
theme
song.
Yeah,
it's just called...
I get it.
Yeah, and you kind of used an idea that I was going to use with the whole... the way you did the voice thing with the...
You stole Phil's idea because he already told
no,
you.
No, I was thinking of writing a song where all the vocals were done that way, and I would just throw it through a pitch shifter to try to make it actually
sounds
sing.
Faction. It's already been done.
Peter, happier.
Remember when we did commercials with all the patties?
No.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Is Chris getting picked up over there? Is he okay?
Chris, say something.
Yeah,
he's there.
But I said that loud. And I'm saying it normally.
All right.
Don't worry, you'll be there.
Awesome.
Sure.
We'll just tilt it a little more this way.
Right in front of me! Right in front of me!
Phil's always in the middle, every time. It's because he's the director.
Except last time. Well, see, last time it was like me, you, and Chris. You were in the middle.
Oh, right.
That's why it was bad.
That's because we were playing Rock Band.
Yeah, they were playing Rock Band again. We were in Derek's living room, all comfy
and
stuff.
Phil's the only one.
And it doesn't seem to work well when we're so spread out across the room. I'm like, me and Derek are on either end of a couch, and Chris is on the other side of the room.
Yeah, I listened to some of it, and you could hear us with our guitars the whole time. It's like clack, 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 clack.
Yeah, I heard some of that.
We're like,
hey, you should throw in a sample of what happened last time, like we did in number 12. So if there's any interesting thing like Fat Man, then put that in.
Fat Man.
I don't think we yelled.
So fat. Ooh.
Anyway, hey, don't start touching stuff right now because something will mess up inevitably.
I'm touching stuff.
Just like when I accidentally unplugged the mic.
Hey, here's the theme song. Oh, I found it.
Never mind what we were talking about. It's there.
Did we even say it wasn't there?
No. Now you told them.
Okay. What do you mean?
We're cheating. Send us to the principal's office. Mr. Pugliese.
Here comes
that
cast.
No,
here
no.
it comes. It's coming. It's on the timeline. 3, 2, 1.
We're going so fast. We sound so angry.
So that's what it sounded like.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, Derek, for making it sound like that.
I mean, it's more listenable than some of the other bad ones, so maybe you can have it anyway. It's like a whole lost podcast for you. Yes. All distorted.
Anyway, I forgot what we were going to say.
You said you wanted a new topic. Aren't you thirsty?
Yeah.
Did you want a drink?
Yeah.
What do you want? Water?
Oh, actually, I brought water. I forgot.
Okay.
It's the water I had at school.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's like old water.
I know, Phil.
That was like water from this morning.
Ew.
So good.
You have to drink it all right away, otherwise it gets bad.
And then it's warm.
Think about how much spit is in there from your back washing.
So it's like all in one go. You don't conserve it throughout the
I know.
The day.
That's how people survive in the desert.
I know, they just...
They drink all their water right away and just hope for the best.
Because they don't want to get backwashed.
Yeah.
See, look, the water's making you laugh now. Does it taste funny?
Make it come out of your
nose.
Does it
taste like Eric's feet?
Make it come out of your nose. Eric's feet? Why would it taste like Eric's feet?
I don't know. He's laughing.
Eric's feet taste funny. Hey, don't...
Ew!
That's nasty. Fun fact, after the last podcast, podcast 19, later that day, I threw up like 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome!
We went out for sushi, and suddenly Derek's like, I don't feel so good.
Was it the food?
I don't know, but I don't think so, because I've eaten there lots of times already.
Why would you get sick?
I don't know. Maybe it's something I ate earlier.
What did you eat earlier?
I ate, Phil's, remember Phil gave us that bucket of candy? He's like, eat this candy, it's old. No one wants to eat it.
So it's not that old. It's like Christmas old.
That's pretty old. And when I went there, like, just a few weeks ago, it was still there. all your Christmas candy. Well,
it lasts. Candy canes last.
I guess.
Anyway, topic list.
You have it.
I don't know. You want to talk about the same stuff? Smash Bros. What do you think of Smash Bros?
I like Smash Bros.
I like Smash Bros too.
Yes, okay. Smash Bros.
Yeah, Chris, you actually played it this time, so.
This time.
Last time you hadn't played it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then we played after the podcast. You
played like 2 matches and I fell asleep.
That was fun. I could hear you guys laughing.
Yeah, because we were playing with Jude.
Yeah.
And we did all kinds of stupid stuff like. We were both Rob and we walked really slow at the same time.
Walked really slow.
We didn't attack anybody. We just kept walking really slow. And like right up to people and just walking.
And then at the end it was Derek and one of the other guys we were fighting and Derek won.
Yeah. That was awesome.
And then we told you, Jude be Rob and do it too. And then we became Bowser instead. So Jude is Rob. And then we were walking slow as Bowser. That was good. Jinx!
Oh, you're Jinx! You're Tom! Derek.
It's too late!
Thanks,
too
late! Chris.
The Jinx!
Jinx!
What happened to the shirts?
Jinx!
Upcoming releases, trash releases.
Oh, yeah.
Cultured 6
came out! Anyway, so you know what we think of Smash Bros.
I don't like
any other? Oh. You don't like it?
I just don't like fighting games.
Yeah. I like fighting games.
I only like them when they're like
fun.
Yeah.
Not when they're serious.
Like Soul Calibur's too serious for me.
The soul still burns. No, it'll be fun with Yoda now.
That's true. But I'm getting the Vader one.
Aw.
Vader's better than Yoda.
No.
Yeah.
No, imagine, remember Yoda in episode 3?
He just spins and stuff.
So did Vader spin?
It doesn't even help him.
All Vader did was...
Vader doesn't even spin.
That's the thing. That's all.
No. He can barely move.
Well, he was Vader before he got the suit.
No,
that's true. But no, he was Anakin.
No, he was. Remember, he's like, now your name is Lord Vader.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Because once you become a Sith,
Lord Vader. Your name.
Why did you choose Vader? Do you remember the wrestler Vader?
Yeah.
It's Vader time.
What?
Vader time.
It's time!
Like this fat white guy with this stupid mask over his head. That was great.
There's Black a band red. Named Vader.
Not as good as the rest of them.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Releases.
Upcoming releases. Upcoming releases.
No, releases. HD came out.
Yay!
Hooray.
High definition.
High definition.
Jude never got it right. We kept saying, high definition, and he's like, high definition. No. High definition.
Why don't you elaborate about his lips licking?
Huh?
How he was licking his lips.
Oh, that?
I think I mentioned it on the forum.
Someone asked.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned, like, oh, you should lick your lips. I think it was you, Chris.
Yeah, no, because we always do something.
Or who was there? Was like Cameron there or something? Yeah.
No.
Cameron wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm always the one.
Why did he be there? I don't remember. For some reason, I think Cameron was there.
Cameron was the one who asked, I think. Or he didn't like the lip licking.
If Cameron was there, we probably would have put him in the movie, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah. I always do that. I always tell people to do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so someone... Chris,
Batman.
Yeah. Chris told Jude to try licking his lips. We did a few takes of that.
It was pretty cool.
It was funny, but it didn't really fit.
Who cares?
Of course, we have to throw it in at the end.
Yeah. Mm. That should have just been the whole movie. Just him licking his lips.
In slow-mo.
Yeah.
High definition. High definition. High definition. Anyway. That movie came out. If you haven't seen it yet, please do that.
Movie.
So when's HD2 coming out?
Tomorrow. When they release the new format, then we'll do that.
Oh, okay.
So what'll the new format be after high definition?
SHD.
Super high definition?
Exactly.
And then DVD 64. High definition.
DVD high definition. What?
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray high definition.
Super Blu-ray.
Super Blu-ray.
And then Super Blu-ray.
64.
And then
Blu-ray Cube. Blu-ray Wii. Okay. What's coming after the Wii?
Super high definition.
Super high definition.
It's like seeing high definition, in real life.
But super.
But super high. What?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the wording after every word or whatever. Like, you know, when you said better than life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the word is better than life. What's real?
Paving away for a cure.
That's good.
Yeah, that one was originally helping the handicapped. And then what? I changed it. The blind one.
Oh, goes,
I forget his line now.
So anyway. Many crisp colors.
What?
So many crisp colors. Or oh. So many colors.
So many no, something about a blind colors. Man can even see high definition.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, then after that you say, oh.
So many crisp colors.
Oh, yeah.
Real testimonials. Alright, yeah, anyway.
So what's the next HD movie?
What's your thoughts on...
So many questions!
New topic list.
New topic list. Back to the topic list.
Alright, let's go through this quickly, because we already did it, anyways.
Beauty and the Beast came out.
You guys haven't heard it, we've said it, and we don't like Bill to repeat ourselves much.
He was Beast, he did a really good job. He was also Belle.
Well, yeah. Good job.
That was a good job, Belle.
I'm leaving you!
Can you still do the Beast voice?
Like, kind of. Not exactly.
Speaking of Beast...
I love you too, Belle. Belle.
Imagine Beast burping.
Let's guess.
Anyway.
Speaking of Beast.
You'd be Beast.
It looked like that character from Derek's Inkblur.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're not done upcoming.
Hey, what about what's up with Inkblur? What?
What are we skipping? What was the next topic? I want to see the
Subculture 6.
Subculture 6.
Hey! Subcultured 6 looks like Inkblart! What? What's going on?
Hey!
Keith, what's up, Keith?
Hey!
Keith! You're not Keith!
I just woke up!
Okay, this podcast has been 17 minutes of nothing.
So Questers!
Oh, goodness! So Questers came out.
Original music. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, how was...
Hey, speaking of original music...
Generation Asimov.
Speaking of original music, there's like this guy named Ian Lucky. And he does like...
Named a dog?
No, and he does music for people. Like amateur stuff.
Wow.
I'm not sure if he charges, or if he does, it'll probably be cheap. And he's written like... He writes like choral pieces for churches and stuff, so... Look him up if you need music, original music.
Do we need original music?
I don't know. I was thinking of asking him, like, if we finish, whatever.
Okay.
And then ask him if he can.
The variety show.
Yeah.
Maybe ask him to do stuff.
Write stuff for like our variety show.
Choral hymns and stuff.
Yeah, in Latin.
Latin.
So variety show
Latino.
Progress.
Latino.
All right, let's continue. Let's just go through this quick.
WrestleMania.
Oh, coming. What's going on? Subculture 6.
Are you going, Chris?
No.
Oh.
So far away.
Where is it?
Pay per view. Famous
Bowl
players.
Or something. Oh. Orange Bowl. Rose Bowl.
I don't even know where that is.
That's in Orlando, I think.
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Subculture 6. Bring it on.
Ah. That thing wasn't released.
No, upcoming.
Upcoming.
Yeah, this is an upcoming release.
No, it's not.
So, upcoming is Subculture 6.
It's on indefinite hiatus.
Also upcoming variety
just
show.
Just like Batman.
That's the end of the topic list.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Batman,
some,
what's
there's
yours
some bad
bad
news that happened with the variety show, but we're not going to talk about it again. If you need to know, you can
Phil,
email
hard drive
Phil.
Crash. 6 gigs lost.
Oh.
No more eat me.
Yeah.
But lost, Richard lost. Found something about... Earthonomics.
Oh, right.
There you go. That's the whole story. Those are the nitty-gritty details, as told by Chris.
That's all I remember.
Royalty band, free, public domain.
The Joker and the Thief in the Night.
Nah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep.
Alright, so other stuff. We're not going to talk about other things we have.
I liked your second song for Generation
X. Oh, yeah, that's right. Next on the
Which
list.
Which one's the second Thanks. Song?
I don't know. Or the first
one's
song?
The first one.
Here they come.
Well, technically, there is a first and second.
Oh, right.
Well, when you released it, there was a first one and a second
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and that's the order that I wrote them.
Yeah.
Of Fashion Season was the first one.
Textile Face.
Well, I got my mark for You're
and
Getting
Old. And then Phil has pressure.
Oh, yeah, how were your grades? Oh, yeah, your pressure.
Because people are looking forward to your lyrics.
Do you want something to drink?
Remember?
Yeah.
Let's order a pizza
this
big.
On today in class, we're talking more about like songwriting stuff.
What was your grade?
On the new one?
How old are you?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Jude. 80%.
Is Jude's birthday?
It's Jude's birthday
today. Oh, yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, we're like
Oh, we have to call him.
We're all over the place.
Happy birthday, Jude!
This is the new topic.
This is the birthday.
This is the new format of the podcast. Just throw out all random topics every once in a while. That way it keeps things interesting, because I know we get a bit stale when we actually discuss things.
In actual format.
What was your grade? Oh, I don't 80? Have the Beatles song.
Oh.
See, there you go again.
What was it?
80%.
Yeah!
Out of
How
what?
The other ones? What'd you get on the other
one? The first one was 70%.
What?
Oh!
You can do better. Asians are...
Anyway, today we were talking about, like, he was listing some stuff about the kinds of songs you can write, and one of them was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Like the kind of style you can use. And some guy asked, yo, what does that mean? What's tongue-in-cheek? And he's like, oh, well, you know, kind of humorous, kind of sarcastic. And then, then I was like falling asleep and, so and suddenly... happy birthday, Jude.
It's Jude's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jude.
We also talked about the Beatles in school today.
Really?
And now we're listening to the Beatles.
Yay!
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Do you remember Jude? What's Jude from? He's from Godrilla.
HD.
Happy birthday, Jude!
Yeah, he probably won't hear this.
Sunny G!
Well, Chris will tell him that we said happy birthday.
I thought we were going to call him.
All right.
Call him later, I think he's working.
Okay.
We have to wait an hour.
So we're going to keep the podcast going, just so we can call Jude.
At the end, say happy birthday, Jude, bye.
Yeah, so anyway... as for Generation Asthma,
Generation Asthma.
I still have one more song to write for school, but I have like a week to do it and I haven't started, so I'm not sure if I'll actually make it for Generation Asthma.
I thought class was over.
No.
I don't even remember your second.
No, because of Good Friday, those Friday classes were rescheduled for April 4th.
Oh.
So that's my makeup day.
They're coming.
Cool.
Oh no.
That was pretty fun.
You know what I realized? I was looking, I found a sheet where a hand wrote the lyrics.
And then some guy was talking about some bum he saw on the subway.
No, this is about my song. I found the original lyrics that I wrote by hand.
Yeah.
And I actually said a word wrong in the song when I recorded it.
Oh, what'd you say?
It was Derek was singing.
It was, no, it was me. It was,
which one?
I don't know.
The line
was, the
You're Getting Nowhere? That's Phil.
The latest one.
I'm the Fashion Season one.
Yeah.
Which one's the synth one?
That's
fashion season.
Yeah,
that was Derek.
But the one I'm singing, I didn't write it.
But I sang this one.
Phil sang the other one.
I don't know why.
Derek
did some takes, actually.
One take, and I was like, I
should release the take that has Derek.
But I only did the first verse.
Who cares?
Then after that, it's just
I'll repeat the first verse for the second verse.
We are Coldplay. Scientist. Written by... Coldplay.
Yeah, we always intended to finish that, but we never did.
On the stats, that's always one of our highest links. People searching for Coldplay the Scientist, and they find that.
Because it's listed as, like, the Scientist beta, exactly. So they're probably like, oh wow, this is must be before they put it on the record.
Yeah.
Like, M-O-V-G. The practice.
We're Coldplay!
To all those people who might have thought that, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You got duped into that. It's not our intention, but you're just dumb. Anyway.
What were we talking about?
Angelic Lair.
I don't know.
You're getting nowhere. You said a word.
Whatever.
Wrong.
Whatever.
What was your wrong word?
Look, I mean, kicking
if you read the lyrics, the line is, how can you comprehend this physical state? And then if you listen to the song, I say, how can you contemplate this physical state?
Oh, and that doesn't actually... That ruins the song entirely now.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make
zero,
sense.
Zero.
Doesn't make sense.
0%.
Whatever your take on that song was, it's running there. Oh, that's the rock one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Originally, remember how you were singing
how
it?
How come we didn't have any, like, guitar
solos? Yeah. Never
hero! Falling asleep!
But then Phil was like, oh, I don't like this. He did, like, a whole song like that. He was like, I don't like it. Let's change it.
Yeah, and I still don't like it, but whatever.
Oh.
Prince Lee,
fabulous!
I'm sorry, I'm out of practice on the piano.
That was like 3 years ago. You're better now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I think someone's home.
Really? Oops. I'll close the door.
Okay. Hey, I'm not here. Close the door. Anyway.
Derek closed the door and leaves as well. I'm back.
Really, really
close. Is it? I'll open the window.
AC,
oh, yeah. Turn on the fan, man.
The fan will just blow the warm air around.
That's true.
I'm not that hot right now, anyways. Alright, next on the topic is anything you want to say about Inkblort?
What?
We actually talked about Inkblort last time.
Yeah, did anything we? You want to say about Inkblort?
Yeah, why does he look like. Beast?
Oh.
What's his name? Mulvin or is it Hobbs?
Bodges.
Bodge.
It's just because I like the design, so I wanted to use it again. So there he is. That's all.
Cool. It's not because Phil said, put me in it.
No.
I wanted to imagine myself voice acting in it, so I need a character that I can recognize myself.
I saw the new one with Chris in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the new one.
Yeah, you're in it.
Oh, can I see it now?
No.
Oh. It's funny.
Why am I in
you
it?
You can see it later.
I'm paranoid.
It's like, Chris, count how long I can hold my breath. And then, yeah, you'll see the rest after that. Yeah, that's the preview.
Do I not know how to count?
That's the preview. Yeah. No, you do your job.
It's not there.
Something bad happens. Bad stuff going down.
Is that Waldo?
In Canada.
That's something else.
Oh, but this looks nice. Why is it upside down?
Because you're holding it upside down. Oh, it's because that's the way I have to draw so I don't smudge it with my left hand. Because I'm so left-handed.
Wait, what?
What did you do?
That's how I draw all of them. They're all out of order.
Oh.
See, look.
Yeah, you should do.
See, it's like all over the place.
Oh, you should actually start using your book. Cool.
The whole book is full.
Speaking of books, I bought a Can of Nothing book.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I put in the order.
So I'll be the only one with
the Can of Nothing.
And we're
journal.
Gonna sign it for Chris too.
Awesome.
Huh.
Didn't
collector's
Kat say
item.
That she wanted a notebook or something?
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. I should tell her it's there. Oh yeah, it's there now. So go buy it, please.
And shirts. Go buy something
money.
Wrong with shirts.
Oh yeah, our shirts busted.
But back to Inkblort. We weren't finished with that.
Yeah, we'll get to shirts after this. Hey, Inkblort shirts, maybe.
Maybe.
Bodges? Hodges?
unless Cafe Press doesn't screw them up.
Alright.
Yeah. Screw you, Cafe Press, for screwing up our shirts.
So are you
going
to go to a news person, or are you going to...
Nah.
Nah, we love it when it's screwed up.
The other ones are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, what happened...
But the one that everybody wants.
Yeah. You took down the links, right?
No.
Oh.
We better take them down. I don't think anyone bought them anyway.
Yeah, anyway, don't buy the Subcultured or Trashmation shirts right now. Cause
and you're all banned.
Cafe Press is screwing up the image for some reason, so just
Justin,
don't do that.
I'll post a picture because it's pretty cool. I have two of them now.
Yeah, Derek. Yeah, we got our...
New contest.
We asked for our replacements, and they sent the exact same shirts again with the same problem. So now we have like 6 shirts that are... Damn,
but you got your money back, right?
Yeah, I got the money back. Okay. I got to pay you back.
So first. I got 2 free crappy shirts.
Yeah.
So no, not like 3, 4.
Well,
congratulations, yeah. Robin. You already won.
Yeah. Hooray. Anyway.
Good job, Robin, with your YouTube thing.
What?
Oh, yeah, the contest.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last
time? That was such a long time ago.
I'm just doing
it. I can't remember.
That was so long ago.
We're talking about.
When was that contest? Like November?
What do you mean? It ended in December.
So Beauty and the Beast came out.
Yeah. Wow, we finally finished Batman. I'm so happy.
Yeah, Batman too. It's coming out.
Thank you, Alex, for doing such a great job.
Thanks, Alex.
And you know, everybody who helped. Eric, my mom.
Jude.
Cameron. My mom made the cape.
Oh, cool.
She made the frilly thing at the bottom and put in the buttons.
Wow.
And she fixed it when it broke.
I wonder what she would say to her friends. Oh, I'm busy right now. I'm making my son's cape.
I'm making a cape for my 20-year-old son. So he can go run around as Batman. Boy, I'm proud of my kids.
That's good.
Anyway.
You know he has Kazam in his hard drive.
Kazam the movie, starring Shaq.
Yeah, I best got a 500 gigabyte hard drive.
You should make a...
Boy, oh boy.
Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal buddy movie.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball players, I finally saw the South Park AIDS episode yesterday. When Cartman gets AIDS.
Oh, the new one. Yeah.
It was a new season, though.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't that funny, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it was just kind of...
Well, it's just the first episode.
Yeah. It was okay.
Because you guys are spinning.
Sorry, because we get spinny chair. This is what happens.
I got a spinny chair, too. It's all the same chair, pretty much.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
Remember that song I was going to write for,
Yeah.
What was it?
Rock Band?
No, it was something to do with, like, racism.
Rock Band?
And in the song, it was like... Black or white, red or blue, it's all the same.
So do you like doing the comics more than doing Trashimation now?
Well, right now, it's good to take a break.
Boo! Subculture 6.
See, you should finish Subculture 6.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not abandoning it.
Six. No,
that's not.
Boo!
it's coming.
Boo, Subculture 6. Ah! Boo! I'm kicking you out of the site so you can go do Inklord on your own. I'll finish Subculture 6.
I will.
Yeah, why didn't you make it an affiliated site? Why didn't you just...
I think it's kind of like Generation Asthma, where it's like a big enough side project where I wanted to have its own thing.
Is it, Phil?
I don't know, he just started it. I have nothing to do with it.
Oh yeah, and Derek didn't know that we watched or read the Inklords last time.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
I mean, I guessed. But...
Last time we said lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things. You missed out.
Phil was talking a lot in that one.
Because we were playing Rock Band.
And you're like, I feel like I'm an interviewer.
Yeah, every time we talk about Derek's stuff, it's like I'm interviewing him. Because he just says, it's out.
It's out.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's true. I don't know what to say. It's hard.
You go, okay, HD came out. Man, when I was doing HD, spent so much time doing that lighting. It turned out great.
Spent so much time doing that lighting?
I spent so much time telling these guys how to do the lighting.
But they never got it right.
Because I had to stand behind the camera. We used the boom mic for the first time. Great stuff.
Then we used the boom mic in Christmas.
We used the boom mic for the second time.
That day was weird. Just like we set it up with all these books and stuff.
Yeah, because it's just a painter's pole, so we had to.
And
we
only
set up
one was there to hold it.
We set up books on a table so it could like lean forward on it, and then we put books on top of it so it wouldn't move, and then it moved anyways.
But funny. After Subculture 6, you're gonna take a break.
The Cat of Nothing wishes you a
Merry Christmas.
And I'll probably do that film that I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to wait till it's more summer.
Soon, it'll be good.
Well, it's going to snow
or
again.
Or you can just go in the snow.
Yeah, it was snowing a bit when I went to pick up Chris today.
Yeah, but then we came here and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Good job. What's that?
The dinosaur puppet?
Oh, okay. I didn't see it from your side.
Remember that movie Dinosaur? Did you ever see it?
We're Back?
No, Disney one.
CG one.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good movie.
I bought that for like 5 cents on eBay. The shipping was
Derek, you could have got it free in your Happy Meal.
But this was like 2 years ago, though. It was after it came out. I just wanted it because it was so ugly. It's pretty good.
Are you going to get any more Nightmare Before Christmas figures?
I don't have any yet.
I wanted
Jack Skellington, yeah. I would get one if it wasn't too expensive. Because that one
was. Oh, there was this. I was gonna buy this like 3 foot tall Jack Skellington thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have bought that.
Oh.
And then you can buy it from me. I won't tell you how much I paid for it. I think it was only like $10, but I just didn't buy it because I have so much stuff already.
So. And does it fit your Power Ranger and
Master Power Ranger?
No, I just have no more room for things. I got like a signed thing. I got some. Frame things to put up.
Phil's moved on from Power Rangers. He likes Mask Rider now. Kamen Rider.
I like both. Kamen Rider. Did you know they're releasing Kamen Rider in the US like
really?
Next year or this year? And they're because I think when they released the original Mask Rider in the States,
K-A-M-E-N-R-I-D-E-R.
It's called Kamen Rider.
Just search that. Yeah.
Dragon Knight.
Oh yeah.
And they have to call it Kamen Rider. Instead
Why?
Of Masked Rider, because when they did the original Masked Rider, the Japanese creator hated it, and he's like, no, you cannot do this anymore, I'm not selling
any
more footage. And I think they, Saban still owns the rights to that name, to Masked Rider, and it's like Disney or whoever doing it now, so they have to call it Kamen Rider, and in the trailer, they're like,
you have to join the Kamen Riders. It's so lame. So bad.
Oh, that's the old one.
Yeah. Masked Rider! Oh, I remember this.
Whoa. I forgot that.
It's like Furby. Ready at a moment's notice to call on his powers to become Masked Rider!
TJ Roberts.
Whatever happened to you?
It had like one season, it was so bad.
A black guy!
Wow! Everybody, if you remember Masked Rider from like 1994.
Yeah.
I used to really like that show. Superhero Samurai Cyber Squad. Kido-Kan! He creates megavirus monsters to attack electronic systems. Meanwhile, a freak accident turns Matthew Lawrence into Servo. His friends join forces in their samurai's attack vehicles. Together, they transform into the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad!
Yeah.
Human Samurai! Found, 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 found,
wow.
This should be a rock band.
They're gonna amp it up! Yeah! I love the way Saban. Hey, it's that girl! She was in, the college years, Saved by the Bell.
She was Alex?
Yeah!
Wow, I didn't know that.
She looked exactly the same, though, wearing the same clothes and stuff.
That's pretty good.
Or maybe I just can't see well, but it looked like her. That was pretty cool.
Woo!
Saban really liked to.
Thanks for your emails.
Thanks for your emails.
Should we get to emails?
No.
There's
one thing I forgot to do. New segment introducing to the podcast called the Can Nothing Recommends. So every month we just pick one thing and recommend it. Because after I did the South Park website thing, I got an email and said, thanks for telling me about that website. That was cool. So I thought maybe we could do that every month now.
I recommend the canonnothing.com. All
right. I recommend
canonnothing.com/films.
Whatever that is now.
What?
Slash films.
canonnothing.com/films.
Oh. All right, see you next month.
That's a good segment. That's a good idea.
You should have told us.
I know, we didn't have time to prep.
You got time now, think about it. What do you want? You have a cool recipe, Derek?
No.
Tell them how you cooked your
Your brining.
Your brining.
My brining? How I cooked my brining.
Alright, you want to get to anything else?
Want to get to anything else?
Subculture 6.
Subculture 6.
Well, how long have we been going? I want to end this.
We have to talk to Jude still.
37 minutes.
Oh.
This is really short.
Wow.
No, remember when we used to start emails around 40 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, man, we did emails for another 40 minutes after.
Oh, yeah, but now we don't have so many emails.
No. Yeah, guys. Thanks, guys.
Guys, where's the emails?
Why does Derek have to keep telling you guys that, we're doing a podcast?
I
know.
See, I told Derek this time, don't tell them that the podcast is coming up. Don't remind them about emails, because I want to see if they actually do it because they want to do it. But it seems like you don't really want to do it. You're just scared of Derek because he tells you you got to send in those emails. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be banned. But you're not scared of me when I threaten you about banning from not buying t-shirts. Maybe you learn your lesson now. Maybe you'll be banned from the forums. And the only way we'll see anything that you say is by sending in some emails. So plug in your brain. Turn on the high voltage, and
set it to smart.
Turn the power up to max. Go to Hotmail. Send us your emails. But then turn all that off tomorrow night at 8 when they do that Earth Day thing.
It's
for an hour. You're allowed to turn off your brain.
That's
for
not
an hour.
Our problem, Phil. That's our future's problem.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's right.
So why worry about it now?
Exactly.
Think about it. 40 years from ago, did they care about us? No. They didn't. No. So why should we care about 40 years from now?
The people who signed all the peace treaties after the wars said, man, we got to do this for the people 40 years later so we don't keep fighting for their sake.
Keep fighting Nazis and stuff.
So, yeah.
We're still fighting Nazis.
That's why they tore down the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, if you're listening to this 40 years from now, we're still fighting Nazis.
Exactly.
And
the war on Nazis.
We're making the prediction now. The Nazis are coming back from 40 years. Led by Alex.
All right, should we get to emails?
Okay.
All right, turn on...
Oh,
this is like the first time we've had the keyboard here for a while.
No.
In 2 months.
What do you mean? Last month it was... Remember I was like... Bram, 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 bram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forgot.
What instrument do you like?
Tuba.
Xylophone.
Xylophone. I don't like xylophone.
Machine gun.
Machine gun.
Yeah, machine gun.
Okay.
Well, this podcast was pure crazy.
Snake.
Oh, did you hear about those things with Snake in Smash Bros. Brawl? Oh,
I heard about that.
Where you get like all the intro thingies or whatever, the discussion. I just heard about it on the Mega 64 podcast, and Rocco got some of them.
Yeah.
And he said the one with Falcon is funny because he's like, "Hey, we should do that thing we practiced." Falcon punch! Falcon kick! I don't know, they sound funny. And now I really want Smash Brothers even more.
You bought a Wii, but tell them what happened.
Yeah, I bought a Wii from the Dell site, and then right after I bought it, my order status said that the item's not available. But then I got an email recently that said it's supposed to ship out on the 31st, and they'll give me a tracking number.
Woohoo!
So hopefully I'll have it by then. Once I get that tracking thing, then I'll buy Smash Bros.
Or just wait till Derek's bored with Smash Bros.
Then I'll Derek steal will never it. Be bored with Smash Bros.
I want to play with Derek, though, online.
But you live so close to him. Just go over here and
I'm with Jude. What's a Bonang?
I don't know, but let's use it. Bonang mail. Bonang mail. If you have a keyboard, look for Bonang. This is funny.
Sounds like Metroid. What's a gamelan?
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 Javanese gamelan. I had to learn about that in first grade.
Gamelan. Ramasim?
I don't know what that is.
Agogo?
Agogo.
Steel drum.
Yaman! Yaman!
Yaman!
Kanimes!
Kanimes! Okay, that's enough theme song.
Alright, first email.
That's not our theme song.
I mean, email.
Our theme song is...
Joseph Bergo.
Thank you. Thanks, Strider, who has our first email. Strider says, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Number one, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being lowest and 10 being highest, how would each of you rate Super Smash Bros. Brawl?
3, because it's the third one.
Wow. That makes sense. 9, because it's 3 times as fun as the third one.
Phil said that he didn't like the characters. There are too many
the duplicate characters.
Yeah, I hate Wolf.
Who else do you hate?
I don't remember.
Ganondorf?
Yeah, Ganondorf is okay, but I just don't really like playing as him. And Ness and Lucas, again, they're okay, but I'm not good with them, so I don't really like to play as
them.
So
that's why you take off a point? Come on, Phil. Come on.
And
yeah, be like me.
Oh, and Toon's Link.
Toon Link's awesome.
Wait, not only is Toon Link like a replica of old Link, he's just another version of young Link.
He's
so that's like
copy.
Double bad.
Double bad!
Yeah. But 9 is a good score.
Okay.
It's a really good game. I like the co-op.
That's
what I said last time. I like co-op games.
It's too good of a score.
If Perfect Dark...
Perfect Dark...
I don't know what I'm getting at.
It did have co-op.
Yeah.
If GoldenEye had co-op...
I would have liked it more. Even though I liked it a lot already. Anyway.
What about Dune? If Dune had co-op...
It did have, sort of. You could face computers.
Wait, Doom or Dune?
Dune.
The sand game?
Yeah. Team up and face computers.
Building. Training.
I remember when it was me and Phil, and we used to play Command & Conquer online.
Yeah.
And then we always go up against a computer. Sometimes we'd want to team up, but we wouldn't know how.
I remember you gave me the Hand of Nod disc.
Yeah.
For which one was this? Covert Operations.
Yeah.
And I kept, like, killing you because I made so many tanks. Or I think I either made a lot of tanks or a lot of infantry, and I killed all your tanks.
Yeah, that's not fun. But that was so stupid back then. It's like one of us has to dial, and the other one has to, like,
wait. Oh, yeah.
That was back in the dial-up.
Remember, like, before we thought we both had to dial or something? And
then, yeah. What's going on? That was my first time playing online.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we played Red Alert one time. I think you and Derek played, and I was, like, watching.
I think that
And then you were making nuclear missiles or something. He We're just kept the launching person. Them back and forth.
We're all the same person.
It was either you're Derek and or Richard, me, Richard,
or Chris,
Aaron,
or
Jonathan, Rock, Danny,
Patrice, Charles,
Patrice, Charles, Danny Nadler, Krista Lombardi.
Okay, next question. Next question.
All right, Adam Wyler.
Is it because I took all that paper from you in grade 10?
Why do you hate me?
It's true. You hate me. I hate you too. Well, oh. Aaron, number two.
Was it because he took all that paper from you that one time in grade 9?
Yes. Wait, who?
I don't know.
I'm talking Richard. About Krista.
I'm talking about Krista too.
Okay, next question.
Krista's not a he.
Next question.
Unless you call her Chris.
Next question.
Number two. Will there ever be an Inkblot transformation movie?
Probably not.
Movie? That's like an epic.
No, you hear. You heard it first. You heard it. You heard it.
You heard it.
Heard it here first. No.
See.
And oh, if you like saying on, just think of it backwards. Number.
What about trash? I mean, Inkblot shirts.
Trash of poor shit.
Trash of large shirts.
Brawl
melee. All right, this next.
That's my answer.
Hey yo, hey. Yo,
yo,
yo! This song, this email, yo.
Lied to
this
by
email
their
goes to all the women out there, been lied to by their
Why?
Men.
Why? Who's it from?
Honey Bun.
Oh, I thought it was Dr. P. Do 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 do
My tissue box fell down.
That's full of dust. Daddy Mills!
Machine gun! Does this sound familiar? There!
Hey, horses are here! Next question.
And this comes from Honey Bun. Honey Bun would like to know. Now, someone on the forums, remember?
That's what we said last time. Sorry, guys.
Anyone says, will you guys ever release a Can of Nothing soundtrack and or soundtracks? Yeah. Wait, I want to. I don't know if we will. If we have enough songs to put on. And these are, in case everyone gets confused like last time.
How do you play the zombies song?
Oh, that's what you're singing. You're like, doo, 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 doo,
doo. That's pretty close.
All right, Derek, I'll do that.
Walking is fun.
Georgia. Let's do
Generation
the, let's do the one when they're being chased.
I forget how it goes.
Yeah.
Don't forget to eat your bran flakes.
We're very musical.
Honey Bun's question.
We answered.
We answered the first one.
So it'll be.
So that's what the soundtrack will sound like.
You'll have to buy it to hear the new versions of all these pieces.
Yep.
Acapella.
Or just download most of the songs that Phil made.
No.
I mean, you're already there. No, so you're gonna.
You're gonna want the acapella versions.
But they're free now.
Exclusive.
Free to download.
Not acapella. Just like what we did here. Sample. Sampling. Just
yeah, but
like
you said you're gonna do Killer Instinct acapella.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be free to download. So you don't need their soundtrack.
We're gonna start putting everything on iTunes. So you have to buy it for a dollar. All right, hey, Derek, hey, come on, man.
Right, let's go,
man.
Let's try
to focus. Put down the drugs.
Oh, sorry.
Focus, because drugs don't focus.
Bad. Drugs are bad. Okay.
Giving the people AIDS is bad. Okay.
What's your next question?
What is your least favorite movie you've ever seen?
Oh,
his favorite movie,
The Punisher.
I said 7 years in Tibet, but then I went home and I thought about it, and the least favorite movie I've ever seen was Dune.
Because, yeah, that was bad.
Because so confusing. I was only able to watch 10 minutes at a time. Really, I watched like 10 minutes, then I stop and go watch something else. It was that bad.
Like the old movie?
So, yeah, Patrick Stewart. 1984. It took me like 3 days to watch that movie.
That was really bad.
Dune is confusing on its own.
The book was really good. That's really? Why I watched the movie, because I was like, this book is so amazing, I bet the movie's going to be great. No, it's not. I'm sorry, David Lynch, you shouldn't make movies, you shouldn't make adaptations, you should just write your own stuff.
What has he done since?
I don't know.
Dune. Something.
Children of Dune. All those TV crappy movie. Sequels. Chris, what was your least favorite movie?
Cloverfield.
Oh, right.
So much hype. So much hype.
Yeah, there was too much hype. But we talked enough about Cloverfield before.
No, we did.
Last podcast.
With the steroids and the...
What is your least favorite book you've ever read?
Final Fantasy IX Player's Guide.
Yeah. All I said was, if you want to find out about this, go to playonline.com. Anyone remember that? Remember everyone talking about it on the forum how much they hated that?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I remember.
Great. I said The Dogs of War by Frederick Forsyth.
Sweet. And I said, isn't that a movie?
I said, no. But this guy writes lots of war novels. And he's supposed to be good. And that's like his most famous book, apparently, I think. Anyway, sorry, man. Stop writing. You're not cut out for this,
what
this
has he done
world.
Since
I don't know.
Children of Doom.
With Frank Herbert.
Adaptation.
My favorite Smash Bros. Piece of song.
Did we ever recommend music stuff?
Huh?
Piece of song.
Not really. Is there anything you really want to recommend this time for real?
But you're talking about your favorite thing.
Smash Bros.
Yeah, I really like the Mother song.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets so happy after that.
Yeah.
I also like the Fountain of Dreams one because it has cool clarinet parts.
Yeah. Oh, I can give you the Smash Bros. Soundtrack.
And I always wanted to learn how to play that, but I never did. Oh. I never tried, so maybe I'll try it. Clarinet.
You're still supposed to play Final Countdown guitar solo.
Well, yeah, back in high school, Chris like said. I showed him the Final Countdown version by a band called Norther. They're like a death metal band. And Chris, they put in a crazy solo, and Chris is like, I'll pay you $100 if you can learn how to play this solo. And I said, maybe in 10 years, ask me again. So it's been about 4 years now. I got 6 more years to learn it. I haven't tried it yet.
So... saving it for
and
the
I was
last
like,
year.
And I was like, oh, maybe Arthur can do it, though. And, you know, Arthur probably can do it now.
Yeah, and then I said, like, okay, it'll be a contest.
Yeah.
Whoever can do it first.
So I'm not going to tell Arthur about the contest. Because I want to win.
I already posted it, like, a long time ago.
He doesn't remember.
Nor do you.
Yeah, I forgot to until now.
Okay, I recommend Final Countdown Guitar Solo.
By Norman.
That's what I recommend. There. We all recommended something.
I'm giving you the Brawl soundtrack.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. I remember when I asked Derek the first time we played this, I said, I want to see the opening. And he's like, oh, I don't know, maybe. I said, is it the same as Melee? Do they use the same song? He's like, yeah. And it's like totally different. What are you talking about? Like, I don't think you're even listening to me.
Whoops. He said, yeah.
He's probably just responding to whatever he thought he heard.
What did you think you heard?
I don't know.
Come on, we have one more email to go
through. Yeah, I love this email last time. It was so fun. Remember this email? I loved it so much.
Right.
We laughed so hard. It's the best email we've ever had. Great group participation on this email.
Okay, this... Even started yet. Alright, next, this next email comes from Hugo D.
Alright,
we don't have to say that every time.
Yeah, we do.
Listen up, fellas.
I was watching Grover.
So,
Grover on Treehouse, it was so good.
What?
Grover from Sesame Street?
You said Treehouse.
On the channel Treehouse.
Oh.
You heard about him? Okay, you just, never mind.
I don't understand.
Watch Grover, he's good. Ever see Sesame Street? I forgot how funny he is.
Okay, he says, Hugo D.
Hugo D.
Yo, if you're ever hungry and you don't have any food, eat some Vaseline. That's my recommendation. Derek.
Vaseline.
He says, is spring coming or what?
Why'd you say it's Derek?
I don't know.
Hey, Hugo D.
Okay.
Hey, Hugo D.
Come on! Hey, Hugo D. Come on!
Hey, Hugo D. Hey, Hugo D. First question.
Comes from ew. Ew.
Comes from Strider. So guys, are you gonna make a Canada Nothing soundtrack?
All right. He says, time for lightning round. Damn. Turn on some music, Derek.
Canada Nothing theme song.
What do we want?
When do we want it?
What do we want? Now. Soon.
Lower tuition fees.
When do we want it? Soon. What do we want? Lower tuition fees. When do we want it? What are we doing?
We need a song for our lightning round.
Queen Latifah.
Okay.
It's from Chicago. I was going to use it in Subculture.
Yeah, okay, now it's here. Too bad. And now, Queen Latifah.
The keeper of the keys. The countess of the clique. The mistress of Murderer's Row.
Is this play lightning round?
Yeah. Alright, lightning round!
Lightning round!
12. 12 hour or 24 hour time? 12
hour.
12 hour.
What? I'm listening to the song.
Turn out the song.
12 hours.
Turn out the song.
Turn out the song. You're good to mama. Mama, when you're good to mama,
12 hour 24 hour time.
Mama's good to you. I said 12 hour.
Okay. Favorite game show?
I forget.
Well, have you guys heard of this game show called The Moment of Truth?
No.
On Fox?
What's that?
They get
the lie detector thing?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Lie detector.
That's so stupid.
What do they do?
Basically, they're asked these questions on the lie detector to see if they're lying or not. And then they're asked the same questions for money.
Oh.
So it's like, would you have sex with your baby? It's like, oh, no. I gotta save for the $2 million.
It's so... Okay, they're... I was...
I was watching like a recap of one, and this woman was asked all these. It was supposed the supposed controversial episode. This woman was asked all this stuff like, "Oh, do you think you should be married to your ex boyfriend? Have you had sex with someone else since you got married?" And her husband's there. He's getting all sad and upset now because she's telling all these things. Everything is true, right? So then at the end, they finally ask the husband's like, "Okay, what do you want her to do? Do you want to just stop the game here and not find out anymore?" He's like, "No, man, just go for the money."
I love you, baby. I love you.
It's so dumb. Like, it's all about the money. And they don't care how big a fool they make of themselves.
Who hosts it?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, and the host is funny, too. He's like, "I know this is hard. I don't really want to answer these questions. It's so hard to... I know these questions are bad. I don't really want to do this, but I have to."
So Phil chooses the moment of truth.
Yeah, that's the greatest game show ever.
Don't forget the lyrics with Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
And going for charity.
Wayne Brady.
How much did they get? I didn't see that.
I didn't see that one.
Oh.
I never really seen any of those.
Boys to Men competed.
Wow.
For charity.
Did they do good?
One of the categories was their own song.
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw them singing Rolling Stones.
Rolling.
Oh,
rolling, I got children.
It's just a shot away.
It's just a shot away.
Rape,
murder.
It's just a shot away.
Ripping the women and ripping the men. Anyway. Hey, we should practice on it because, you know, at the convention, they might have a rock band competition that time. Because they had Guitar Hero 2 last time.
Do you want to get the other Iron Maiden song?
What other Iron Maiden
Number song? Of the Beast.
Oh, okay.
It's a cover, though.
Oh, no.
This one was a cover, too.
Wait, what
cover? Revenge of the Hills was a cover.
Oh, yeah.
What
convention?
The Fan Expo, convention. The one I go to in August every year.
Anime North. Cool.
No, not Anime North. Anime North is, like, in May, I think. That convention is terrible. Hated that. Nothing to do there. And Eric kept, like, running into rooms where they were doing whatever, I don't know what it was. And then me, Jude, and Jerome would stand outside the window, like, watching him. Eric would go in, he'd sit around, and he'd like, "What are you guys doing? Come in!" And then he just finally comes out, and then we go home.
Okay.
That convention was terrible. If you're ever in Canada, don't go to Anime North.
Wasn't there wrestling there or something?
Yeah, they had, like, TNA wrestling or something.
I always saw the videos.
Like, yeah, they had the Elmo thing wrestling. And the Power Rangers. That was the only good part. Oh, and they had a Sailor Moon brawl.
Okay.
Or not Sailor Moon. It was like Team Rocket.
Team Rocket
brawl? Oh, Team Rocket versus like Sailor Moon or something. I forget.
Awesome.
But I remember there was a big fat guy dressed up as Meowth. And you know, remember, have you seen Spaceballs? You know, Barf? Yeah. He looked like that. That's cool. What he looked like.
Sweet.
It was funny.
Did we finish the lightning round? This is pretty slow.
No, we're last question for lightning round. Lightning strikes twice. Plasma or LCD?
LCD.
Haven't seen plasma, so.
And Chris said CRT.
CRT. Yeah. Okay.
That's like that one.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, so that's done. Now he has more questions and comments. You guys have an HD camera. What's the average price of one of these? I said under 1,000. If you look around enough, under 1,000. It seems you're getting a little lazy with your movies. What happened to the hyper-productive heroes of the past?
Don't talk about our movies.
We have school. And I had
work. It's more serious than high school.
And,
for their actual lives.
Yeah. I need to learn about music.
And history.
And learning about the guy from the subway.
And, the guy in the subway who looked like a crow or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember.
And he wrote a song about it.
I don't remember the song. If you're listening,
they don't even know what you're talking about.
If you're Andreas or whatever your name is, I forget. If you're listening, send me that song. I want to keep it.
Didn't you want to do a Charles saxophone for Generation Asthma?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to write a song saxophone. And have like Charles come and do a sax solo.
Does he still work at Moxie's?
Probably. Yeah.
Well, you don't know.
So just go there.
Yo, Charles. No, then he'll be like, "Phil, why'd you quit?" Anyway.
Anyway.
What's up with the pirates saying R all the time? Couldn't they just be like the rest of us?
No.
No. Diversity. The Canadian pirate.
That's what Canadian pirates say.
Ay.
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 Abort.
Abort.
Remember those guys in Donkey Kong Country 2?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are good. Throwing crates and stuff.
Barrels. Awesome.
Number four.
Then you ride the barrel, the steel barrel. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, we loved that game.
So I play as Diddy in Smash Bros. Pink Diddy.
Oh, Pink Rob.
Pink Diddy with no pants.
Hey.
I hear.
Oh, Diddy.
What's the name of the one that no one likes? Kitty?
Kitty Kong. Yeah. Boomby Kong.
Boomby Kong.
Thought that was Boomby Kong.
Yeah, we've said that like three times before.
I know.
Alright, number four. Which spelling is correct? Color or color? I mean, color. Why couldn't it just be the same everywhere?
Color.
Color is correct.
Color.
Color.
Color. Chris, explain why.
Oh, because in America, it's spelled color with an O-R.
Yeah.
And America's like, or. So you're with us or not with us. Yeah. For Canada, Canada's ours, so everyone is together.
Yeah.
You are our color, right?
That's good.
See?
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Do, 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 do.
Keep singing. And people go, oh my God,
oh my God.
And then
Christ Fest.
Christ Fest.
You never seen that South Park episode when Cartman started the Christian rock band?
Oh yeah, I did see that one, yeah.
It's like, our records don't go gold and platinum, they go myrrh and frankincense.
Sweet.
Awesome. Come on, Token, you're black, you can play bass.
Good. Damn you, Cartman.
Oh, Token, how many times do we have to go
faith
after this?
Plus one.
That let's finish this email.
That's all we're I can come done. Up with this month. Now for this month's stuff. Web games.
Web games.
This was the part where we went all crazy.
It was awesome.
I don't
Derek
what
has
happened.
To read it.
Derek, read this part.
Oh, no.
Okay, Hugo D.
Hugo D.
I found this game called Fancy Pants.
I don't know about these parts.
It's actually pretty fun.
The web movies. I saw Michael Caine movie too. And we were talking about George Clooney the other day. George Clooney.
How do we get to this part?
He wears too much grease in his hair.
The emails are so long.
And he has those eyebrows that are like Velcro strips.
Emails. We like getting questions.
I like that.
But this is like
it's pretty good. You should check it out.
VHS tapes.
And Rance, what's Michael Caine about? Are you watching a video? What is that? Oh no, is it Home Movies?
Yeah!
I think it is!
Yeah! Derek when he's five!
Hey, what happened?
Clay?
Is it.
Music, Ennio Morricone.
My name, Clay.
Maybe it's busted. For those who don't know, that's the guy who made all the music that went into a lot of films from the 60s and 70s. He's got that knack for just getting it right. He's less heard of today, though. Check out his biography and some of his dudes. Let's hope it wasn't too long this time. Anyway, cheers from the I Hope Honorable Hugo.
10 cents.
5 cents, 10 cents.
There's nothing on this.
I don't know.
All right, so thanks for your emails, everybody.
Thanks for your podcast, Phil.
What?
What?
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. All right, any last things you want to end this?
Call Jude.
Yeah, I want to try calling Jude.
I have my phone.
Let's try calling Jude one time.
I'll call Jude.
It says personal tape too.
Oh, my phone's on the phone.
Ooh. I have my phone.
Okay. Is it speaker?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Ooh. But we're all closer together, right?
So. Oh, hey. Ooh.
Yeah, I like it. Get close. Baby. Get close.
Give me all your
come
money.
Come closer now.
I bring me closer.
Yeah,
to
you say it yet? It's Jude's birthday. So happy birthday.
I mean,
Jude.
We did say it.
Remember we were singing?
Well, in case we didn't say it.
In case we didn't do this podcast. Hey Jude?
Hello?
Hey Jude!
Happy birthday, Mr. Jupiter! Happy birthday, Mr. Jupiter! Happy birthday, Mr. Jupiter!
Oh, someone spit on me!
Hi Jude.
Are you doing a podcast?
Yeah. Happy birthday!
We're at the end right now, so you wanna end the podcast for us? Anything to say? Birthday wishes for yourself?
Not really.
What do you want for your birthday? Nintendo Wii.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet.
Okay. Virtual boy.
How about $1 million?
All right, virtual boy.
That's not $1 million.
It's worth $1 million in personal value.
All right, that is true.
Yes. You can have the entire library of like 8 games.
True. Only 8 games.
What?
Are there only 8 virtual boy games to begin with?
Yeah, something like that.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All of them are Wario games.
Dude, are you at work right now?
No, I'm on the bus.
Oh. Okay, cool. Yeah. Give us our... Okay. What? I don't know, sorry.
Everyone's looking at me like,
why did
you talk to me like that?
Okay.
I'll get it. See you
later. All right.
Okay,
see you,
bye, Jude.
Yeah. I wonder... He was too afraid to drink his juice on the bus. Oh, yeah. I wonder what he's thinking right now. He thought people would think he was a little kid because his juice was in a box. Who cares?
We love you, John.
All right. You want to...
Okay.
Any last things to say?
Jude Pinto.